right now. As promised, we're joined by a running back with the Green Bay Packers. Fourth season with the Pack. An All-American at Stanford. 94th pick overall in the 2015 draft. And another big one. They're all big. But another big one this weekend. Green Bay hosting Minnesota on Sunday. We are joined by Packers running back Ty Montgomery. Ty, it's great to have you back. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Good, good, Ty. Listen, before we start about that amazing come-from-behind win, let's talk about, for those who have never played, well, all of us, but for those who have never played in a Packers-Bears rivalry game, how would you describe that rivalry? I mean, obviously, you're fired up to play in every single game, but how much more juice is there when it's the Packers and the Bears?
I mean, the energy is crazy. Obviously, there's a lot of history there, and the rivalry is huge. But the energy in the stadium is just it's insane, and it's a lot of fun.
We're talking to Ty Montgomery. So, Ty, the game obviously doesn't get off to the start that you would have liked. You fall behind early on. Aaron Rodgers gets hurt. What was going through your mind when you saw your quarterback go down?
It was looking pretty grim early in the game. but, you know, I never lost faith in our team and what we are able to accomplish. And then, you know, when Aaron went down, you know, I think a switch just flipped of like, you know, we got to win this football game, you know, whether we have him or not. Obviously, he makes us better as a football team. But, you know, we can't get down on ourselves or count ourselves out just because we don't have him back there.
It's how you know that, and you're conditioned to know that, and you train for that. But when you see a guy like that who means that much to that team, really that much to the entire state, that region of the country, when you see a guy like that go down, how do you maintain that focus? And did you feel some of the energy leave the stadium when it happened?
You know, I'm not going to lie. You could definitely feel some of the energy leave the stadium. But the good thing about this football team is we all believe in one another and in one another's abilities. And we all understand that we have a job to do, no matter who's playing quarterback. You know, obviously, we all want it to be Aaron all the time. But, you know, when something like that happens, like it did on Sunday, you know, we're all grown men and we're all prepared to get our job done at the end of the day.
We're talking to Ty Montgomery. So when he comes jogging out of the tunnel, what's your reaction to that? And did you feel the energy in the stadium change at that point?
Oh man, I did. This is a joke that I have in my head. You know, me and a couple of teammates were talking about it, and you know, I'm a big Jesus guy, and it just kind of felt like, you know, you would have thought Jesus was walking out of the tunnel, just the way the energy picked back up. And you know, we were joking with each other, and it was like, and in the third quarter, he rose again and just, you know, resurrected this football team, this football game, this stadium. It was crazy.
That's a great analogy right there. Ty Montgomery joining us. You know, Ty, when you lay it out like that, something else you've said when you talk about Aaron Rodgers is that he's godlike with a lowercase g. And I want to be very clear about this. You're not saying that he's God, but you're saying that he's got a really clear sense of himself, who he is, what he's capable of. And that nothing ever shakes this guy off his plan when he's determined to get something or do something. It's really high praise coming from you, and something I know that you do not throw around lightly. As a leader of that team yourself, how much does that sense of identity and control spread throughout the rest of the team?
Try to make too many jokes here, but you know, it's contagious. You know, what he's able to do, and his aura, his personality, and you know, everything about him in that way is just contagious, and it makes everyone else, you know, I know me personally, it makes me want to get a handle on myself and on things like that. You know, practice, game days, you know, all the time, you know, even in my everyday life.
Green Bay Packers, Ty Montgomery joining us. You know, the win, you don't win that game without Aaron Rodgers, but we're talking about a whole team effort here. What's it say about the mental toughness of the entire team that when you were down 20-0, you didn't give up hope, you didn't fold, and you found a way to get this thing done? And in fact, you did it despite trailing by 17 going into the fourth quarter. There is Aaron, but what's it say about the other 52 guys?
Yeah, you know, I think that says that we have a resilient football team. You know, we have we're very strong-willed as a football team, and, you know, we take a lot of pride in getting our job done and doing everything we can to get a win, because at the end of the day, that's what matters. It's about the team as a whole and our one common goal.
Ty Montgomery, my guest. I appreciate your thoughts on that, Ty. Listen, not to get too personal, but you and your wife had a son in the offseason over the summer. You talked about the moment where you first held him and you felt life in him. You know, for those who have been through this, we certainly know exactly what you're talking about. but can you put into words what it felt like for you?
You know, it's tough. You know, I'm not a man that really gets that really cries too much. But you know, I tear up sometimes just when I'm looking at him, and the first time I held him and I felt that life in him and I could see it in him, and just seeing him, you know, every day, seeing him with my wife, it's showing me that, you know, I'm capable of doing things that I didn't know that I was capable of before, and I'm capable of giving out amounts of love that I didn't even know I was capable of giving out, and I'm starting to learn how to love myself in ways that I didn't know I could, and, you know, loving myself, my son, my wife, and everyone around me.
Ty Montgomery, my guest. That's really powerful. You know, something else you've talked about, the fact that when you're an adult and you're surrounded by adults, you don't see people do things for the first time anymore, right? But now you're going to be around your son, your child, and you're going to see firsts all the time. How excited are you about that, and what's that like?
I'm super excited. You know, one of the things I talked about when I first had him was how, you know, I think time is gonna feel different to me, because I'm gonna be able to physically see it. You know, as human beings, we get so caught up in ourselves that, you know, time kind of passes right by and we don't even realize. You know, we look up and we're like, oh, where did the time go? You know, even when we're trying to enjoy the moment and live in the moment, as you know, that kind of seems to be, you know, the wave that people are jumping on right now. But now with my son, I'm actually seeing it, and I'm seeing first. You know, he's trying to talk more. He's finding his voice. His personality is showing. He's smiling. He's tracking me and following me with his eyes around the room. And you know, he's kicking more. And it's just every little thing. And it's just like, wow. You know, so much is happening in the first 3 months of his life, and it's just, you know, it's amazing.
Ty, what's amazing to me is that you have this perspective and you see it like this, all right? I remember when I was in your position and we had our first child, and I was kind of blown away by the whole thing, and I thought that I was in the moment, but certainly not the way you are right now. Where is this coming from? I mean, have you always been like this? Did you go through something like this? I'm amazed that you're as locked in and focused, especially given your lifestyle and the job that you have, that you're as dialed in as you are with your child. Where does that come from?
You know, I don't really know. I guess it's just innate. It's just in me. It's part of my nature. You know, I had a lot of guys ask me, you know, is it tough? Is it hard? You know, is it a big change? Is it a big difference? And, you know, honestly, if, like I said, it feels natural. It feels like I was designed for this, like I was built for this. And I just, you know, I didn't run from it. You know, I didn't try to hide from it. And, you know, I'm just going to try to be the very best father and husband that I can be.
Ty Montgomery, my guest. You know, you had a pair of receptions in Sunday's win, and you're donating $88 per reception this season to help fund your foster teen program. We've talked about your commitment to supporting kids in foster programs in the past. So what in particular are you looking to do with your foster teen program?
So we're currently in Green Bay right now, and we're partnering with Life Church with Pastor Sean Hennessy and Sonny Hennessy. And we're basically providing some life skills and social skills for these foster teens before they age out of foster care, and trying to, you know, give them a leg up on adulthood. Once these kids age out of foster care, they're kind of on their own, and a lot of them end up homeless or in situations that are, you know, the best way I can say it is just less than ideal for sure. So we're going to do everything we can to just give these kids some life skills, how to deal with their traumas. You know, a lot of them are arrested in development, and a lot of us are, you know, in general. But, you know, arrested in development is huge, and we don't know how to deal with the traumas that have occurred in our life. You know, teaching them some financial basics that they need to know. Also some social skills, job prep, and possibly helping these kids get into college as well. And, you know, we want to be able to get these kids a free car with some insurance so that they can get to and from wherever they need to, where there's job interviews. And they also, you know, do what we can to help them find a place to live. And just basically help them, you know, just basically get started.
Good for you. Ty Montgomery, my guest. If people want to get involved, how would they go about doing so?
Yeah, they can go to Pledge It. I posted all over my social media. I don't remember the link exactly. I know some people would be mad at me because I'm terrible at this, but they can go to Pledge It and they can decide to pledge a certain amount per reception with me. They can also go to on the Pledge It website. There is the My 10% website, which has the Accelerate program and a link there, and they can also go to that website and donate as well.
It's a great cause. Ty, one last thought. You are a Stanford man. You went to high school in Dallas. I'm curious, though, in Wisconsin, for instance, I grew up in Los Angeles. I'm a California native. My family took a vacation to Wisconsin a few weeks back, and we still haven't stopped talking about it. We had so much fun. Could not have loved the area any more than we did. We were there a week. What's it been like for you? I mean, I know you're doing business. You're there to play some football, but what do you make of the state and living there most part of the year?
You know, I honestly love it. I haven't left since I've been drafted. I moved up here once I got drafted, and people are like, what, really, Green Bay, Wisconsin? You know, it's crazy. What is there to do out there? And I was like, exactly. You know, there's not really very many distractions. There's not a lot of places to spend my money. It's a family-oriented town. It's a small, you know, close-knit community. My wife and I, we have friends outside of the team that are, you know, born and raised in Wisconsin and also in Green Bay. And, you know, we just love it. We love the summers and the falls. It's beautiful out here. There's a lot of golf courses. I love to play golf. A lot of people love to fish. There's outdoorsy things to do. And, you know, the winters, they are what they are. You get used to them, and, you know, you learn to spend time with your family. You spend time indoors, and you just play a lot of games and do a lot of things with friends and family.
My man, Ty Montgomery, so extremely well said. Listen, the website that we were talking about is pledgeit.org. Pledgeit.org. You want to go there. Ty, great to have you on the show. Really enjoyed the conversation so much, and always good to talk to you. I appreciate you very much, Ty.
Thank you. You too.
Have a great day. Ty Montgomery, my guest. Man, that's a quality interview. That is an amazing conversation. He said, I was drafted and we really never left. We stay here and it's awesome. You can fish. There are golf courses. The winners are what they are. You stay inside. You spend time with your family. You play games. I mean, he could not have said that any better. That sounded like that was an announcement for the Wisconsin Tourism Board. But I was already on board. We already had an amazing time there. Janet and I and the boys. Wisco, baby.